Hey, y'all. Welcome to Amber Smith, the Financial Fabianista Show. Listen, I want you to grab your listening devices. I want you to grab your pen and your papers because we got a great show today. I'm going to talk to you guys about drop shipping. I'm going to give you guys a couple of tidbits about drop shipping, show you how you guys can make some money on drop shipping or with drop shipping. Listen, guys, if you guys would like to send some questions in, make sure you subscribe because it's the only way you can do it. If you subscribe, you're able to leave a message for me and I can answer those questions or whatever on the air, or we can add them to future podcasts. So make sure you subscribe so you can do that, and of course for the support of me. So make sure you do that and tell a friend to tell a friend, because we have lots of financial tips for everyone here, guys. And this show is just to help you guys to live a better life financially, and as I call it, financially fit and fabulous. So stay tuned. Okay, hey guys, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Amber Smith's The Financial Fabianista Show, and we're talking about dropshipping today. So this is going to be dropshipping 101, and I'm going to go ahead and jump right into things. I'm going to jump in with the first question that I always get all the time, and that is, what is dropshipping? Well, dropshipping is a retail fulfillment method where a store doesn't keep the products they sell in stock. Instead, stores using the dropshipping model partner with a wholesale supplier that stocks its own inventory, transfer customer orders and shipment details to them. And the supplier, in turn, ships the goods directly to the customer. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, let's just say you have your store. You've got a store and I'm shopping online. I'm looking for a coat, a leather jacket. And you've got some leather jackets on your store and they're in my price range. So I go on your store and I check me out a leather jacket. I find the one I want and I go ahead and purchase it. Okay, I buy that from your store. You get my money. The jacket was, we'll say it was $250. So I paid my $250. And now I'm just awaiting my jacket to come in the mail or the post office or whatever. So on your end, most, and let me tell you guys this, most of the time drop shipping is automated. You can get apps and things like that to get your drop shipping automated. And when I say automated, that means you don't have to do a thing. When someone places an order, it goes directly to the vendor or the wholesale supplier, and they ship the order out to your customer. So, you know, you can definitely do it that way. But a lot of people first starting out, they go ahead and deal with the supplier themselves, and they tell the supplier where and who to ship the item to. But anyways, I've brought my jacket off of your store for $250. Now, you've already placed this jacket on your store for $250, and you know that you can get it from your wholesale supplier for $50. So you know you're about to make a $200, or you've already made a $200 profit because I've already bought my jacket. All you've got to do is turn around and give your supplier the $50 and tell him where to send the jacket to. You get it? It's really simple. So the biggest benefit of dropshipping is that you don't have to worry about the fulfillment or the inventory issues. Since private labeling, we'll get into that later, you definitely can private label and dropship as well. But since that lets you ship from the wholesaler with a return address and invoice and an invoice customized to your e-commerce store, you're still able to build a distinct brand while drop shipping. So that means you can start a brand. You don't have to just like I bought the jacket. I could buy a jacket that says Rocket Jackets. You know, you have a brand called Rocket Jackets and you want your label and logo on that jacket. So, you can private label that and you can still get that manufacturing wholesaler to ship those products to your customers. I mean, it's so simple. Everything can be automated. You don't have to do anything pretty much except for get your store up and ready and advertise your store. And we'll definitely get into advertising and things like that. But that is what dropshipping is. Don't hold the inventory. You have a lovely store. You don't hold any inventory. You don't have to worry about shipping anything. People come to your store and check out and pay you, whatever they want to buy off their store, they pay you and you get the money. Everything that you get that you put on your website is coming from the drop shipper, or we'll say the supplier, and you're getting these things at wholesale prices. So you're buying shoes at $100 and you're able to sell them for $300. Now, that's just an example, but you get what I'm saying. You're able to mark things up and it's comparable prices to, you know, the average. So that's the good thing about drop shipping. So there's many benefits of drop shipping. Number one would be, like I said, you don't need lots of capital to get started. Drop shipping makes it really easy to get started selling online. You don't need to invest heavily on any inventory. Now, a lot of people, I'll tell you this, a lot of people like to go ahead and purchase some of the things for themselves because they like to sell at a flea market or something like that. Now, that wouldn't be drop shipping because you would be selling it yourself. But again, you know, if that was something that you were interested in, or if you wanted to, you know, just deal with the supplies yourself and ship it yourself. I don't know why anyone would want to do that. I mean, but I'm not knocking anyone, but drop shipping is where it's at. You literally can sell anything you want, have your customers buy it from you, give you the money, and you turn around and have someone else ship it to them in your name. And again, you know, when you first start out, you may not want a private label. You can start anywhere you want. Some people do start off private labeling, and we'll get into private labeling in another session. But right now, like I said, we're talking about the benefits of the drop shipping. Number two, you've got convenience and efficiency. Successfully launching and growing an e-commerce business takes a lot of work, especially if you have limited resources. But not having to worry about fulfillment is incredibly convenient and frees up a lot of your time to concentrate on your marketing plan, customer service, and operations work. And like I say, a lot of times you don't have a lot to do. You just keep your store up, and you can pay someone to do just about anything for your store where you don't have to do anything. We definitely offer that at my company. You Can Build a Brand. We help people, you know, keep their websites updated and everything like that. So, yeah, you know, this dropshipping thing is like the wave of the future. And don't get me wrong, a lot of your stores have been doing this already. You just didn't know anything about it. So yeah, then you got mobility. With all the physical fulfillment issues handled, you're free to operate your business anywhere that you can get access to an internet computer or internet connection. I'm sorry. So that means you literally can work off your phone anywhere. You literally can travel. When I first started dropshipping, I was traveling, doing my work and, you know, doing everything. I was taking care of my kids. I was doing everything and still being able to handle I started my whole business from my cell phone. So if I can do it, you guys can definitely do it too. And number four, it's a tested model. Like I was saying before, plenty of online stores and even a lot of major retailers like Sears and Walmart. Walmart's doing it. You know, Amazon does it. And they use shipping to offer a wider selection of products to their customers without having to deal with the increased inventory hassles. And, you know, that's exactly what you want to do. You know, so that's in a nutshell what drop shipping is. Now, there's a lot of other questions that come with that and a lot of other things that you may want to learn about as far as your suppliers and manufacturers and things like that. But drop shipping is where it's at. You can literally you can do. I have a lot of clients that are drop shipping high priced items, you know, high limit items. You know, there's no limit to this thing. I've had people to drop ship cars. So, you know, and believe it or not, people pay for that. You know, so there's so many things that you can do with drop shipping. It's definitely a lane that you want to get in if you're really ready to make some real money. It's definitely a lane you want to get in if you're, you know, tapped for time and don't have a lot of time to spend building a huge business. You definitely can do this. Now, don't get me wrong. You want to let your brand stand out. You're definitely going to want to put some time in it. But once your business is going, it's definitely going to be self-automated. You'll definitely want to, you know, self-automate your store. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and see if I got any questions or anything. Like I told you guys, if you guys have any questions about anything financially, anything like that, flipping homes, anything like that, that we talk about, Financial Fabulous Show, make sure that you send me a message. You have to subscribe. Make sure you subscribe and send me a message and, you know, leave your message and I'll read them on the show or we'll put them on future shows. But yeah, we'll get your questions answered regardless. So make sure you do that. I'll take a break here and I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about drop shipping and a couple of things about marketing and things like that. But again, drop shipping is where it's at, guys. All right, cool. Hey guys, welcome back. So if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Amber Smith's The Financial Fabulista Show. So listen, so we've talked about drop shipping and what drop shipping was. So now we're going to talk about finding your drop shipping wholesalers. Okay, now this right here, this is the biggie because there are so many people online that are full of crap. Crapola, do you hear me? So you got to be really careful on the suppliers that you find. And when you do find the suppliers, you really need to check their backgrounds and make sure that they're not out here scamming people and that they have good ratings. Check with me. I've got a list of wonderful suppliers that you guys can check on if that's, you know, if that's your route. But yeah, we're going to talk about finding some really good ones. Now, first of all, I need to get this out of the way. Now, before you start contacting your suppliers and doing all that, you're going to want to make sure that you get your legal ducks in a row. You feel me? Okay. So that means, you know, any real supplier, and I'm talking about, like, you know, you can drop ship from a lot of places that won't, you know, ask you for an EIN number, but a lot of them will. Okay. And if you're ready to get your business started really, 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 and start building business credit and things like that, you're definitely going to want to get your EIN number and make your business legit, you know, and get your a resale license and things like that. So, but now, and like I said, to get started drop shipping, you don't need that. You certainly don't need that to get started. You don't need that to start making money. But as you know, I need to put that out there that as you grow, you'll definitely want to get your legal ducks in a row. You don't want any problems coming up with that. But again, that'll be later on down the line. You definitely can get started making money now and you don't have to have that. And when you're ready, make sure you contact me about that because we definitely can help you with that. Okay, so now, if you already got in mind what kind of products you like to drop ship, and what we call it is a niche. A niche is like a type of product, you know, like a type of product, like your niche, it's either niche or niche, but people call it niche. You could say niche, but anyways, your niche is, you know, what you sell, like let's just say shoes. If you want to sell shoes, your shoes would be a niche. And a lot of people, you know, you can do a store that has like a lot of different things on it, like a Walmart type of store, you know what I mean? Like a superstore. But I honestly would suggest you start off with a niche because when people know what they're coming to your store for, you get what I'm saying? They're more likely to spend their money. You know, when they have too many choices, sometimes it's like, you know, they got to go looking around. They search, oh, I want this, I want that. And then they just end up not getting anything. But when they're specifically, look, I need a pair of red pumps, and they come to your store and find a pair of red pumps at a good price, then that's it. You get what I'm saying? And like, you know, women's clothing, if it's women's clothing, you know that women are going to come there, you know, and things like that. And again, like I say, you don't have to do that. You can have a superstore. But I do suggest starting out with a niche first and building your customer base before you begin to do so many things. Something like a beauty supply store is a little bit different because your customers are going to come. That's like the number one market right now. So, you know, but, you know, anyways, yeah. So, but yeah, if you already know what products you like to drop ship, contacting the original manufacturer is the easiest way to find the qualified distributors. So that means, you know, you want to get, you know, like I said, shoes, and you have a type of shoe that you like to sell. You definitely want to contact the manufacturer of that shoe, and they'll tell you that they have distributors out there or whatnot. And a lot of times they may not. They may just manufacture it there on spot in their warehouse. So yeah. So and then a lot of distributors that you talk to will not be willing to drop ship as well too. So you have to find them that will. Everybody's not with the program. You know what I mean? So yeah, but like I said, and then you definitely want to do your background. I can't stress this enough. Do your background research on these suppliers, because you want to know what your customers are getting. You want to know, and a lot of times I tell people, if you can, buy maybe a couple of things and see the quality of the things. And, and that's with any suppliers that we connect you with, any supplier, you want to check with them. Our suppliers, we connect you with suppliers that are A+ and have plenty of rates to deal with. But I mean, anytime you're dealing with suppliers, you want to check for yourself, because, no one can guarantee anything. You know what I mean? And then in any store setting, in any type of business, there's going to be issues and there are going to be problems. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with a manufacturer that's going to work with you with those problems, and you get your customers taken care of if a problem arises. Okay. So yeah, we definitely want to do that. And also too, like, a lot of people do like the Google search, but I'm going to tell you guys a trick or two. When you're searching for wholesale suppliers on Google, you're probably not going to find them like on your first page, because they're really not good at SEO. And they just really are wholesalers, and they've got their business and they just have a website. You understand? So you may have to dig deep for what you're looking for. And also, like, let's just say you were looking for handbags and you say, well, I'm going to type in Google handbag wholesaler. You're going to find some wholesalers on the first page, but you probably want to find the best ones on like page 10, 20, 30. You get what I'm saying? You're going to have to go through those pages, so you're definitely going to have to do your research with doing that. And another thing I want to tell you guys, when you're looking, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, you might find a website and you're like, man, this website looks a little rank, it look a little low quality. That don't mean anything, because a lot and most of the suppliers have like 90s era type websites. So don't be scared. I'm not saying that all of them are good, but I'm just saying, a lot of them have that just regular stuff, because they're just out there to show you what they're selling. They don't have time for the shows, the fireworks and all that stuff like that. So, like I said, a low quality doesn't necessarily indicate a bad one, but a sleek modern site doesn't always signal a great supplier either. People can just build websites and, not have, just do your research. You definitely want to do your research. Okay. So yeah. So guys, listen, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. We're giving out free financial advice and free ways to make money, free ways to get you financially fit and fabulous over here. So look, make sure you subscribe and send me any questions that you guys have to ask about anything financially, things like that. I'm definitely going to answer them. And the only way that you're going to be able to send those messages is if you subscribe. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you stay tuned, because you want to catch me live so we can get those questions answered live. Just stay tuned, because I'm going to be here dropping gems on you guys, letting you guys know how you can get out here and make some money. Listen, girls and guys, I'm doing it for you. It's our time right now to get out here and start our own businesses and, start making money and start being financially secure. So yeah, if you guys are ready to get financially fit and fabulous, make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you don't know me, then you don't know my motto. But if you do, here it is. I love you guys for free. Flush the BS, let it go. Till the next time. Peace, guys.